The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back. It's us welcoming ourselves back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 23rd of May, 2018. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor, which is outstanding. Super customer service. Can't ask for more than that. Good morning, Bad Bob. Did you miss me? Us. Did you miss us?
Yes, but the pinch hitters did an admirable job.
Jimbo.
Jimbo was on. Sue told me, Trish told me she wanted to have Jimbo on, just have him catch up. I think that's wonderful.
He's the class act.
He is. We got to find ways of keeping him
like
in.
A Jimbo day.
Yeah. Everybody needs a Jimbo day.
Yeah.
But what about you?
Hey, well, I'm just, it's so great to be back. We're going to be giving away tickets, but we want to share with you. You know, traveling is good for the soul. It's good to be home, but I think it's really good for the soul because you get out of your environment and you kind of pick up the energy or see the energy of how other people live. And we recently traveled. We did like a almost like a Travelocity, you know, package where we got our airfare and our hotel. And I was saying that because I like to do that. We bundled it and we got a really good deal. So we grabbed it and we went to New York on, took the midnight flight on Friday. You know, we did the live remote.
I'm surprised how well you can sleep, how well you slept on the plane.
It was really interesting because I woke and I wanted, there's so much to share. But I woke up, you know, with the television, the little television thing in front of it, the royal wedding was on. And the lady standing next to me was an African-American. And it was very interesting to hear, you know, not really focusing very much on, you know, I knew the royal, I taped it. But how African-Americans feel about this wedding.
We're in the house.
That's what she said.
We're in the house. Because
she knew all about the past.
Yeah.
She was, followed Princess Diana and the royals. But for, I think, many Americans, not just African Americans, but this is really touching in a way that it's breaking down the walls of a staunch kind of.
Well, it's what they said was, here we are with a royalty, a prince who is in the chain to become king of England, marrying a African-American, African-American mom, dad, you know, mm-hmm. it's a mixed marriage, but a beautiful woman and all this. And they said, here they were sitting down, and from a family, if you go back into their, you know, into their ancestry, were some of the ones that were pushing slavery mm-hmm. to the United States and to other parts of the world, were leaders in gathering slaves. And here it is, so many centuries later, they've come together under the same roof, at the same table, going to have children, I'm sure. And the Queen Mother was there. Prince Charles walked her down the aisle, mm-hmm. which was really big. I mean, you got all the Anglophiles going, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then then of course you heard him say, well, her mother was on the second row. And so, I mean, and it was answered that it was.
But you do have to know your place in the royal lineup.
It was, well, listen, though. It was that this was from the daughter. Mm-hmm. She and Harry were the ones that put out the seating. But you have to take a look at who was also on the second row, the Queen of England. Okay? So that should tell you something. So don't get too excited about that. But she was her mother. I mean, you have nothing to do but sit on a plane at night and you're not sleeping. You end up watching what's on the little TV on JetBlue, which, by the way, JetBlue's the experience was really good. More legroom, flew very well,
nonstop,
treated us very well, nonstop. So
we get to, you know, we're going to share with you quickly. So We get to we stayed at one of the very nice hotels in
New York,
and they let us. They had our early check in. The early check in was 9 a.m. They let us check in. I mean, from that moment, from the moment we took off, it was just one experience after the other. It was fabulous. You know, you can't say that about a lot of trips. Many of us can't, but there was not a mishap. Not everything was just magic. So then we went to, of course, the first thing we did was we took a taxi. When we took it, first of all, we took like I had to hold on to the handles twice from the taxi ride from the airport to downtown Manhattan.
You meet very interesting people. The cab drivers aren't afraid to share. They are all.
And he was a Trump lover.
There were no. There were no. Native born. They were all American. The first one was a Trump lover, and was talking about how Bloomberg had screwed everything up on taxes and everything, and just every so often you had to grab on as he came through, and the art of honking and pushing your car in between other cars, and nobody gets upset.
I've been a taxi driver for 30 years, so
I just want to just say this before, you know, and let you go on, but we never had a bad experience with people in New York. I can't tell you how friendly they were. And it could be because I was wearing a big straw hat that said, I don't know where I am. No, it wasn't that. It was the fact is that everybody that you dealt with, from the guy opening the door at the hotel to the guy picking up dishes at a restaurant, to a person you ask for, and you know, okay, this, you know, is this stop, is it followed by this stop when you're stuffed into the subway? And a woman turns and is so nice, and as we walk out, she walks with us, she says, go down to the end of the, up here and go on up, and there you are. Go up the stairs, and there you are, in an English accent. I mean, I have not, you know, it almost was like they transposed Reading into New York City, one of the largest cities in the world. You know, friendly people are here. Well, it was just like that everywhere there. And and people go, well, they're all New York and they're mean. The only incident we saw of that, of a couple of guys, you know, a couple of New Yorkers, was just when we were leaving and getting out of the cab, as we were stepping out, an altercation between a cab driver and somebody else in another car, which people started filming because they said, this is going to be good.
That was going to blow up.
This is going to be good. But that was the, you know what? We weren't bumped. You weren't, you know how you say, you got to fight your way in?
Let's talk about Ground Zero.
Let's talk about that if we get back.
You want to talk about it after the break?
Yeah.
You really want to talk about, you know, some of the memorials and the monuments that we visited and how this is what we talk about. It's really great. Traveling is good for your soul. It expands your mind. It puts you into things that maybe you've read in books, but you've not really, until you see it, until you've got your feet on the ground and you're inside of it, whatever that may be. And we've got lots to share with you about, you know, to actually take read a book or
this was a historical tour. We did.
Really, we just have so much to say and, but when we got back, I'm telling you, we got back last night. We actually drove in at 11:30 p.m. after flying for I don't know how many hours. We flew two-hour layover, then 5.5. And it was just a long day. And then plus, 2.5-hour drive back to Reading. But it was so nice to get into our Sleep Number bed. As soon as we hit it, we went, oh, my God, love it. So my Sleep Number setting, I've gone back to my original setting that you hear on the commercials at 55.
My Sleep Number setting is 60. And the one thing is you can stay in a really nice hotels, really nice beds, but it's not the same. So when you think about how much is a good night's sleep worth, you need to think about Sleep Number. You've heard us talking about the amazing Sleep Number 360 bed that adjusts to you and when you move, it moves. Yeah, it's there. And right now, during the semi-annual sale, you're going to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with special Memorial Day savings up to $700. That's right, up to $700. Now, the way you see these beds, the way you feel how great these beds are, is you go down to the Target Shopping Center. When you go down to the Target Shopping Center, you go in, say Carl and Linda sent you. You can just say Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you, which will confuse them sometimes. Lay on the bed. Let them show you how it works. Let them show you how it can give you the best night's sleep for the rest of your life. And then you look at the prices and you compare the prices with other top-level brands, and you're going to see this is a no-brainer. I'm going for Sleep Number. Sleep Number. A bed that you can count on, a bed that you can sleep in. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, 64 degrees, going up to 81 today.
For this country fans, true American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If you're gonna go through hell, take a back road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than six number one hits, four LPs, and over 10 million units sold. Tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Adkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good song. Good song.
Brandy.
Oh, you know, Brandy is the name of the song.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Our highs will be 81. It's currently 64 degrees.
Wait a minute. Did you say thunder? Is it raining?
Yeah,
here?
Partly cloudy tonight with lows of 56. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 78. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Which sounds like our New York weather. Low of 56. Friday, chance of thunderstorms again with high of 71. Hey, let's just put all our plants outside and let them drink some real rainwater.
I have two tomato plants that are actually standing straight up and a cucumber plant that's going for it. The fourth one
was under the eaves.
Meh.
Meh, put it under. Okay, well,
I'm going to plant something else. I put too much manure and good stuff in there.
Welcome back to our show. Good morning, Casey, and our 1460. We're glad to have you with us this morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
Oh, we say hi to Bob again. Last time we saw Bob was at the pancake breakfast,
last Friday.
Did we find out what the Friday? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the official count was.
I think they put out some numbers. I just haven't gotten around to
looking at them. I'd like to find out what the number. Did it feel like as many people this year? Felt slightly under.
A few less. It was still a good crowd. But I think the number dropped off just a skosh. In fact, it was a bit more comfortable. You weren't banging into people every time you turned around.
A lot of times, you know, when we're looking at it, and plus the way, I think they routed them a little bit different.
No, what's happened is that restaurant has now put outside dining. Before, we were in a place where all those people walked in front of us. Now there's outside dining, which means that they walk past in a different way.
Advantage.
They don't come. So let's go back to our New York. I want to talk about Ground Zero. So we take a taxi. Once we check in, we take a taxi down to Ground Zero. Okay, it's pouring rain. I mean, pouring rain. And we have a 12 o'clock and the lines. And then we find out the lines were like, I guess what you experience in Disneyland, although I've not been in some time. There were so many lines of people to get tickets and what. And so we find out from the taxi driver, which is where you want to find about anything in New York, ask the taxi drivers, that all of the universities, all of the colleges in New York were graduating that weekend.
And we're talking tens of thousands of students.
All the hotels were sold out. Everything was sold out. And by the way, you can't get a ticket into the crown of the Statue of Liberty. You're 3 months to 4 months out, till September, I suppose. But anyway, so we get down to Ground Zero. And we had purchased an audio tour, and it was outside. So, you know, it's just...
Not realizing that it was...
Outside.
In the rain.
45 minutes in the outside. And I felt bad for some of those people. I wore boots, but for some of those people in tennis shoes, they were saturated.
Let's go back to people again too. We came up and we're in this line and say, hey, look, we have a tour here, because you had to stand in lines and you had different lines for this, different lines for that, and we have a tour at noon. And the girl looks at me, and I thought maybe she just doesn't speak English very well, and she says, just wait a minute, and she runs off. She comes back, she opens up a closed off section. She says, go up to the front there and get your tickets. So she sent like four of us up there. So we're getting our tickets. You know, it was a will call type thing. And this guy's been waiting in line probably like 4 hours. And he's up there in the front. He goes, what? What's this? And I just looked at him and smiled and showed him the gun. No, I just said they sent us up here. They gave us our tickets. We went back. And then we were there for that. But, I mean... We still don't know why she did it, but it worked for us.
Well,
on that.
We moved the lines along,
couple,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had prepaid for these tickets, which is, by the way, if you're ever going to go that route, please do so. You know, go online and do that stuff in advance.
If you want to see the Statue of Liberty, if you want to see anything, get your tickets in advance.
9/11. Let's go back to 9/11. Right. So we've read about it. We've seen the video footage. We've seen documentaries.
But I was there a month after it happened.
Did not
when it was still rubble and smoke.
Realize just something hits you when you realize that almost 3,000 souls, and they've done the people who did the monument and the tower stood, and it's really a teary emotional experience, because you know that you're standing on the grave of so many people who perished. And then we go into the museum. It's so beautifully done. They had, you know, the fire engines and the twisted steel and the fire engines where the ladders are just like melted into them, and letters and things that are written that came out of the building that fell down into the floors, and all of the faces. And we took our time. We sat in a dark room where they would show the face of a person when they were born, when they perished, and a little bit about their family, a little about them, with an audio voice of who that person was.
Somebody from their family and a remembrance of them. and the effect of looking at these people. And it was, if you remember when the planes hit, the amount of paper that just blew out, and this was all the paper that came down. So they had all these paper, you know, paper, different types of paper that was on fire. They found things that people had written. People had written and that had died said there's 15 of us up on this floor, and they'd found, they showed photos of the firemen, over 300 firemen and police, but they're going up those stairs and showed their faces going up. There was no fear in those faces. They were coming up to help people. They talked about the young man with the red bandana. This kid is, he was just a worker there. And when that thing hit, he got all these people out. He led them down. He led them down. He got people to help other people that were hurt to get them down. And he was wearing a red bandana. And the story behind it was his dad said, son, a man has two handkerchiefs. One for up in his pocket for show. The other one in his back pocket
to blow your nose.
So it was a red, and his dad gave him this red neckerchief. Well, this kid, as he grew up, always had this red neckerchief, and now he's working up there, you know, in one of his big, you know, financial district jobs, and he's helping him down. He pulls out that red handkerchief. He ties it around his head.
His face, and, for
yeah,
the smoke.
You know, and he brings these people down. Then he goes back up again. He meets a number of firefighters in one spot to head up when the building collapses on him. It wasn't until months later that his mom hears people talking about, oh, this guy that saved our lives. You know what? I don't even know who he was, but he was wearing this red bandana. And through that and getting to the, you know, getting to these people, it was recognized that her son had saved dozens of people and going back up again and helping the firemen to carry stuff up.
Stories after stories. And it just was the most beautiful in-depth museum. And, wow, just, you know, blow by blow and through the world, like, you know, through the magazine, all the headlines in the magazines and newspapers. So that's where we started. And I'm glad that we didn't stack our day. We did the monument, and like I said, it was pouring rain. So let's go to day two.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we do that? We've got a guest coming in, but I want to finish up on the last thing on 9/11 is the monument they have outside is a water
waterfalls,
continually flowing down where you can't see the bottom. And everybody's name is etched in this around the sides there. And the tour was going around, and they encouraged people to touch it because it was engraved in. So you can touch the name so you can feel, kind of like make contact with the person. And how some of them have, on each one of them's birthday, there's a flower put on their name. And then others were together because they had a relationship. Like one was a company, a fire company. All their names were together. Another was a young woman and a gentleman. She was killed in one of the towers. He was killed in one of the planes. And his daughter was best friends with this girl that was killed in the tower. So they had their names together.
Nothing was alphabetized.
Nothing. And there were no ranks. There was a lieutenant general killed at the Pentagon. There's no ranks.
There are
out
no
there.
Ranks.
Just, there was, they weren't
they
fire
didn't say
captains.
They put CEO.
Yeah,
or
they weren't fire captains. They weren't pastors. They weren't anything. It was just the names.
And they also
and they
did
had
the
brothers.
Women with children. If they were pregnant, they made sure that they said the name of the lady.
Maria Flores and unborn
child. An unborn child. These are the things that we don't really hear about.
Until you're there and you can look at this and see the damage of things. I mean, I was there a month later. So, I mean, I was there while it was still smoking, and I was looking at buildings that had melted signs. They had like a metal sign. It just melted on the side of the building from the heat and all this. And they're talking about now, of course, all of the health problems that people have had that were in that disaster, and then the people that were trying to help and the people cleaning it up. If you ever get a chance to see this, you need to see it because it talks about, and it also does the whole timeline of the attack and everything. And it shows that whole thing. And it shows the killers, the terrorists coming through the airport security together, two guys two of the pilots there. And then the last words of that man who had in that flight who fought them, where they got everything, boiling water, they had clubs, homemade clubs, and they were charging. You could hear him say, "Let's roll," and off they went. And they could hear things. They got the cockpit recording, crashing. I mean, you could hear them stuff. They're trying to fight their way in. And then you heard, Allah Akbar. And then when they crashed the plane.
When did they say, "Let's roll"?
He said, well, that's when he said it was when on that plane that was heading back either for this, even for the Congress or who knows, the White House. That's the ones that they were listening. They heard what was going on. They knew what was going on. They were not going to go out sitting in their chairs. Right. They were going to try and take them down.
So we end this segment.
The part to me that was the most touching was that part where they together banded together.
Yeah. And we end this segment with "We Will Never Forget."
Yeah.
Going into Memorial Day weekend, we will never forget those people who stepped forward to save the lives of others. True heroism was felt
on so many levels.
On so many levels in the New York experience. We'll continue when we get back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful, are we Tuesday or Wednesday?
This is Wednesday.
We're Wednesday, hump day.
Okay.
We got back from New York last night. We drove in like 11:30 at night, so we're kind of on an ish day. It's an ish day. It's hump day.
It is a portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. You know, when you go out and you see things that we've seen this weekend, from the Statue of Liberty to 9/11, you appreciate what veterans have done for our country. And Alliance Heating and Air is a veteran-owned business with Martin and Pam. And they've been voted best in the North State, and there's reasons for that. Yeah, they are the best. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They came in the other day, checked our filters, made sure everything was ready for the summer. Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? We're sitting here with one of our heroes, Commander James Gibson. Hello, Commander.
Good morning. And good to see you back in town.
Well, yes. You know what?
Good to be back.
You can run out for a little bit, but you know you always want to come back down here.
You bet.
Now, we've got Memorial Day. It's coming up.
Yes. At 5:55 on Monday the 28th, we're going to have a Memorial Day ceremony out at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo. And this is going to be sort of a wonderful time. I'm having the pleasure of an old friend of mine coming here as a guest speaker, Rear Admiral Jerry Ellis. Jerry and I were shipmates on the USS Catfish in 1967, and as a matter of fact, he worked for me at that time, and that's sort of reverse roles. Anyway, why I think you'll find him super fine person to listen to. He's had tremendous jobs all over the Defense Department.
He's now the director of the Undersea Warfare Research Center at Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, which is the top of the line in the Navy and probably one of the top of the line schools in the world as far as military schools go to, and maybe even, who knows, other schools too. He's done everything, but he has been the director of Enlisted Nuclear Power School in Mare Island. Captain, he was the head detail for all enlisted submariners. I know, I don't want to say submariners, I get hit. And nuclear trained personnel in the Bureau of Naval Personnel. So this man knows his subs.
He also had command of two nuclear power SSBN Trident missile submarines. He put the Corpus Christi in commission, which is quite a thing. And he also flag officer, he cultivated a wonderful job as being Commander Submarine Force Pacific Fleet. Anyone in the Submarine Force that goes for flag rank, that is one choice job, that and sublance.
Well, this gentleman has been around. The number of citations or medals he's won is just, it covers most of the page. Master's degree, and they live in Carmel, California. And he he's going to be here. He's going to be here Monday to speak.
Yes.
That's great.
And his lovely wife, Rosemary, were married 50-some years ago, and Mary Lou and I had the wonderful occasion to be at their first wedding at some 50 years ago.
Wow. Okay, now, we're talking about Memorial Day ceremonies. Now, this is going to be out at Igo.
Yes, sir.
You should get there no later than 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I would say, because you can get parking and all this. There's going to be music. There's going to be, of course, this great guest speaker. There's going to be a number of other people speaking, and there's going to be a flyover.
Right.
So you want to be there by 5 o'clock, and they've got shuttle services running, too.
Yeah.
This is not the only event that's going on during Memorial Day, because I believe on Wednesday, which is the true Memorial Day, down at the Civic Auditorium, they're having a small ceremony down there. But this is the granddaddy. Music, guest speaker of retired Rear Admiral Jerry Ellis, who headed up all the submariners in the Navy and commanded boomer boats.
Yep. That's quite a thing. He was also awarded the Distinguished Civilian Service Award by the Secretary of the Navy. He's had tremendous jobs, and this job is where he's worrying about the postgraduate school for our future officers in the Navy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Commander? I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot here. Have you had a tour of one of the modern boomer boats?
No. I was in the... I was in the diesel boats for some 20 years, but then I did have the, you might say, pleasure or fear of working for Admiral Rickover in the nuclear power program. I went through nuclear school. I served as staff riding SSBNs, but as a staff. I was never ship's company. And then I ended it all with going through deep sea diving school and had command of a submarine rescue ship, which back then is what we depended on to rescue submariners from up to 1,200 feet.
And you've written a book about your commands in your
time. Yes, sir, I have.
What's the name of that book?
Gilding the Cook Call.
Okay, now, the reason it's called that, because that was the name of the ship.
The name of the ship was USS Cook Call ASR-8. And the way we come up with gilding is, and this is some self-serving, but when I took over, it had some serious problems, and it ended up as one of the top ships in the Pacific Fleet. And again, as I say, that's somewhat bragging, but I guess you don't brag if it happens.
And it's not brag. It's just fact. I think it's not brag, fact.
Commander, you were... awarded, or you were recognized this last year with really a nice honor. You're always honored, but I know that you were recently at the at Anderson Veterans. You were.
Oh, I was the guest speaker at the fundraiser for the 51st state, and that was quite a thing. I've given a few speeches before, but I'll tell you what. I've never worked so hard on making a speech in my life. It was tough.
We were talking about you were on the diesel boats, and those things. How cramped were the diesel boats?
When you went aboard them as a young fellow and so forth, you didn't look at them that way. You looked at them as what you were going to have to learn, so you got used to it. If you went to battle stations, you went in a hurry. I don't know of anybody really hitting their head or doing that. My first skipper was 6'4", so it's all the way you're trained. A lot of people say, weren't you afraid? You go in it at 18 years old, it's the same thing. I wouldn't go out here and climb a tree now, but at 18 it wouldn't have bothered me. It's the same thing.
Are the boomer boats, like, how much, and the boomer boats, I was trying to tell Linda, because we were someplace, she says, this almost like would be like a submarine, you know. And I went, I said, probably in Commander Gibson's day, but I'm thinking the new boomer boats, they're pretty large.
Well, the problem with that is they're big, but they've stuffed them full of electronics and all the stuff to make them effective. And so in a lot of ways, except for like the humanity stuff, your bunks or your, and you were able to take a shower. We were not afforded that privilege very often, of course, because we worried about our batteries. We worried about water and so forth. But, no, they're spacious living now, but they are still very crowded.
Very crowded. Okay. All right. Now, Commander Gibson was just in here reminding us that this Monday, 5:55, out at Igo Cemetery. They're going to have the Memorial Day ceremony, flyover, speeches, bands, all types of things like that. But also the guest speaker is going to be Rear Admiral W.G. Jerry Ellis, who is the Undersea Warfare Chair and the Director of Undersea Warfare Research Center at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. He's been a Special Assistant for Undersea Strategy, the Office of the Secretary of Navy, Senior Advisor. He was also a captain of diesel boats and the nukes also. He had two nuclear boats that he, the USS Grant, and he did the commissioning, the first commanding officer of the USS City of Corpus Christi. And guest of honor, he was a guest of honor speaker at the decommissioning ceremony at Pearl Harbor. So, you know, this man has been around, and we are honored to have him here. And he's a friend, a personal friend of Commander James Gibson, who we are honored to call a friend, he and Mary Lou.
You bet you are.
Okay. All right,
sir.
Thank
you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And coming up, we're going to be talking to Jim Davis, who is one of the board members of the Strawberry Happy Valley Strawberry Festival coming up in 2 days. We're going to talk about that. What a great community event. Thank you, Commander Gibson. Going to take a break now. KCNR 1460 will be on the other side.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Let me take you down, because I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
What? I'm just
nothing
helping you sing.
Is real.
I wasn't helping. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Experience how they're moving local dreams forward. It's their latest branch, 1845 California Street. You know, I've been so good lately. You know, now that I come back, I've been feeling like almost cocky. And then I come back to work, and you know what? Right back in my place. Right back in my place.
It's your party, Carl. It's really your party.
And I'll cry if I want to.
And you'll cry if you want to. And when the songs are coming on and you're, singing in five keys off.
Okay.
It's a little like, okay.
Let's talk to Jim Davis.
Yeah, Jim Davis is here. He's one of the board members of the Happy Valley, what's it called?
Foundation? Community Foundation.
Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, you're here to talk to us about this wonderful strawberry festival coming up.
Yes.
Let's hear all about it.
This is the 78th year, and it'll be a two-day event this time for the first time. It'll be Saturday and Sunday. It's from 9 to 3 p.m. Of course, we start the 4-H breakfast at 7 a.m., pancake breakfast. So we encourage you to come out for that. It'll be a craft, antique, and car show. This year we're featuring the Shasta Classics, their 30-year anniversary as an ongoing car club. So we're looking forward to that. And there is a motorcycle show. We're going to have arts, crafts, petting zoo, celebrity pie-eating contest, celebrities unknown. We'll see who's there.
Well, it can't be many celebrities if you and I haven't been invited.
So you're invited. Horse rides, antique tractors.
What kind of pie?
You know what? I'm not certain. I think there's going to be a variety.
Because if there, it's something like, because see, it can give people an advantage. Like, say, if you're eating a pumpkin pie.
Right.
It's just kind of like solid, and you can just get into it and eat it. Where a berry pie, a loose berry pie,
you have a tendency
to snort berries up your nose.
Oh, okay.
And you get it all over your face, and you can't see.
Like you've had some experience here.
You've got to be able, and then the question is, do you have to eat the whole pie, or is it just kind of like around the middle of it? I need all these questions here, Jim, because you could get in some like pro guys coming in, the ones who are at the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest and all this.
Right, but I don't think the pies are ready yet, so this gives us great ideas. So we'll make them as loose as possible.
Okay, so now Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday and new Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with free admission, free parking. What's that?
Well, the event is held at West Valley High School out on Happy Valley and Gas Point Roads. We have adequate parking, free parking. We have adequate room for everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. There is no admission. Our biggest fundraiser, of course, will be the large, great, big portion size of strawberry shortcake and ice cream boat.
This has got to be, what would you say, 2 pounds?
At least.
It's got to be at least 2 pounds. I mean, Bob, you've been doing this for a long time, and they bring them in here every year.
Yeah.
But it's got to be, what, 2 pounds?
You probably want an insulin syringe, right?
you could probably need it with two of your best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though people don't. Okay, so do you make the cake or do you buy the cake or how's that made?
We actually have the cakes are made.
Okay.
And,
they're made for you.
Yeah,
okay.
They're actually short cake, and we cut those into sizes, and we have the strawberries and the ice cream. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I never asked this question, but where did the strawberries come from?
They come from
everywhere.
The one of the board members that gets the strawberries.
Okay.
I don't know where that comes from.
Well, no, I was just wondering if this strawberry thing, was it tied into like a strawberry festival that y'all had because you grew strawberries?
At one point, Happy Valley was a center of strawberry production.
That's what I was
Shasta
looking for.
Shasta County was known for its queen, or are they called queen plants? The cedar plants that are shipped all over the world to start. Strawberry plants.
You know
more than I do.
That's why I figured if this is like the 78th year, at some point Happy Valley had to have strawberries. I mean, just covered in them. So now, we can all testify, Linda.
Yep.
That strawberry shortcake.
We can testify.
With the ice cream and the strawberries.
Right.
Is something you'll never forget.
You go to this festival. I mean, it's great for the strawberries. Don't get me wrong. It's called the Strawberry Festival. But there's so much more. It's supporting a community. You all come together here. And so, Jim, you're a local businessman. Tell us how you got on the board and what does this mean to you?
Well, I was encouraged to get on the board by my son and wife and some of the other board members I knew that were on the board. And they asked me to come on board and to help out with the car show primarily. That would be my function, is to bring the car show to the event. And so it's just blossomed into the degree it is now, to where we've moved out to West Valley High so we can accommodate more people, increase and grow the venue. And it's been a wonderful thing, wonderful experience.
But how many cars do you expect in the show?
You know, we can have anywhere from 50, 60 to 200.
Oh, wow.
This has only been going on, the car show portion of it, for a few years,
yeah.
And it's expanded over and over. And I've been to other shows where people have heard about it and want to come because it is a fundraising event.
Now, and let's talk about that. Where do the funds go to?
The funds go to the end of the community, which include the elementary schools, the high school, school gear up program, fire department, FFA, 4-H Club, Farm Trail, Community Pride Organizations, and recently we just gave some money to a group out of the elementary school that were taking their kids to some, like, I can't remember if it was Great America or something like that, and we funded the same color T-shirts for all those kids so they can be identified in the crowd and kept safe.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, and do you have any idea, I know this, you're kind of new on this, but do you have any idea how much money's raised, how much money's been raised in this?
As far as the ability to donate back to the community, I think we give out, and I'm not certain about this, but somewhere in the area of $15,000.
Okay. So that's $15,000 a year, and this has been going on a long time.
Right, and we're trying to expand it so we have more to give back to the community.
Plus, people have a great time there.
This oh, absolutely.
This is a wonderful time. If you have not been out to Happy Valley, you need to come out this Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 3, free admission, free parking. I guess you can give little, like donations to 4-H and all those other people out there helping and all that. And this is your chance to have, one is to have a good time, crafts, petting zoo, horse rides, antique tractors, a magician. This isn't the great Brad. No, it's probably not Brad. Sensory Safari is from Safari Club International?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Okay, if you have not been to that,
they're known for their sensory safari.
Oh, wow,
safari,
this
which
is just absolutely
a beautiful job. Yeah. They work hard on that.
Plus live entertainment on 3 stages.
Correct. We have some great bands that are going to perform, so it'll be enjoyable.
And a celebrity pie eating contest. All right. Jim Davis.
This weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, and you're welcome to join us in the pie eating contest.
You're going to come back. Somebody's going to be here like 7:15.
On Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jim.
So we're going to get some strawberry shortcake. We ought to do is have one of our listeners come in here and join us.
That would be great.
For that. So if you want to become part of this experience, if you want to come down and have strawberry shortcake with Linda and I at 7:15 on Friday morning, give us a call, 605-45-6-7.
And Bob's saying, I'm not going to be here, Patty. But it's a good thing.
605-45-6-7. If you want to come down and have strawberry shortcake with us, and this is to die for, it's like 2 pounds. So you know what? Bring a friend, and you two can share it. You don't have to eat it all at one time. And but you have to show up here, 605-4567. Call us. Give us a name, and we'll expect you. And we will shame you if you don't show up. Okay. Hey, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on in the world. And, you know, at 8 o'clock, we've got Terry Raposa calling in for stuff for that. But you know what? The one thing, we've got a couple minutes left. After the 9/11, we came out, and so the next, and we kind of went back to the, I think, the hotel, cleaned up, went out to dinner, right down from the hotel, and then came back. And then the next day,
Saturday, was a free day. The next day we walked all over New York. We walked miles and miles. We went to Grand Central Station. We wanted to not have taken the subway systems and the trains just to try to map out. I mean, what's the system I'm trying to say?
The subway system.
The mass transit system. And we took a tour of the, Roberta, congratulations, you're coming in on Friday for strawberries. We took a city bus tour, which was 2 hours, and the architecture of all the buildings was amazing. One of the things we didn't realize is that, you know, back in the 80s, they were going to demolish the Grand Central Station and a bunch of other buildings. And Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy, you know, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, was a really big part of the activism of trying to save Central Park, parts of Central Park they were going to tear down and get rid of, as well as Grand Central Station. We learned that. There were, like, a lot of things that we learned on this trip. And how they've come in. And I bet you a lot of people don't realize when they go to Grand Central Station, if you look up, you have...
In Grand Central Station. Well, they've got the constellations up there.
Constellations.
And they light up when it gets, you know, if it's darker in there, they light up so you can kind of see
cool.
that. The other thing, too, is the subway system there is, you know, you think of subways. They've got, like, food courts down there. As you walk down a ramp down to where you're catching the subways.
Musicians playing.
They have a place called the Grand Central Oyster Bar. Grand Central Station Oyster Bar. So we walked in there. There's got to be 200 tables in there at least. That they can put people at.
It's one of the best in the city.
And it's one of the best in the city to get. And we walked in there, and it was unbelievable. And then, like we said, it was no pushing, no shoving. People were helping you there. There's this one guy, he makes his money by helping you as you're getting your, as your token, you know, as you're buying your card to ride the subway, he's showing you how to do it, and he just stands there, you give him a dollar, and he's happy, and he goes on to the next. He probably makes $100 a day, at least. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Terry Reposa is going to give us a call. I'm going to catch up with some things that are happening in the world. And one last thing we talk about is that Statue of Liberty, if you haven't been there in Ellis Island. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill this morning. The State Department is on top of the Russian meddling issue.
We will not tolerate Russian interference in our 2018 elections. Much work has been done. There's more to do. Rest assured that we will take the appropriate countermeasures in response to the continued Russian efforts.
Pompeo saying they have not yet been able to deter Russia. President Trump says there's a very substantial chance his planned upcoming summit with North Korea's leader won't go off as planned. Meanwhile, administration officials are pushing full speed ahead to continue planning for the scheduled June 12th meeting in Singapore. A group of foreign journalists traveling by train to North Korea's nuclear test site this morning to watch its planned destruction. They left after 8 reporters from South Korea received last-minute permission to join them. In an incident eerily similar to what happened in Cuba, a U.S. government employee in China reporting experiencing odd sensations of sound and pressure.
In an email notice to American citizens in China, State Department officials say it's not currently known what caused the symptoms in the city of Guangzhou, where an American consulate is based. The notice goes on, the U.S. government is taking these reports of abnormal sensations of sound and pressure seriously and has informed staff in China of this event. Officials aren't aware of any similar situations in China, either within the diplomatic community or among others. They're choosing to not identify the person with the symptoms or say when detected. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
President Trump using last night's address at the annual Susan B. Anthony List Gala in Washington to do a little politicking for pro-life.
On this issue, like so many other issues, the Democratic Party is far outside the American mainstream. Far outside.
Georgia Democrats have chosen a black woman as their gubernatorial candidate, Atlanta attorney Stacey Abrams winning the Democratic gubernatorial primary. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
We're hearing from the father of that 17-year-old Pakistani exchange student killed in last week's shooting at a Texas high school.
Abdul Aziz Sheikh says he hopes his daughter's death leads to stricter gun control in the U.S. Sabika Sheikh was among the 10 students and staff killed Friday at Santa Fe High School in Texas, where she was an exchange student. The tearful father received her body at Karachi Airport earlier today. He says before her death, she was just my daughter, but now she is the daughter of Pakistan, and it is only because of the love of people who mourned her killing.
That's Matt Small reporting. President Trump declining to say whether he has confidence in Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The president's comments coming after the White House negotiated access to classified documents for Trump's congressional allies. North Korea allowing South Korean journalists to join that small group of foreign media covering the dismantling of a nuclear test site. The explosions at the test site expected to happen later today or tomorrow. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. The Senate expected to vote today on a veterans' health care bill.
Senator Johnny Isaacson, the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, says the bill couldn't come at a better time.
A few days before the celebration of Memorial Day, we're going to pass in the United States Senate, and the president's going to sign later this week the VA mission bill.
And Senator Isaacson says this bill is the final piece of the mosaic his committee has been putting together to fix the ailing veterans' health care system.
Make it more accountable. make it relative to our veterans, and make sure we use the private sector as a force multiplier to deliver health services to our veterans.
Critics say the bill is really about dismantling and privatizing the Department of Veterans Affairs. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
It's like a real-life version of the movie Failure to Launch. A judge in upstate New York has ordered a 30-year-old man to move out of his parents' house after they went to court to eject him. The judge rejected Michael Rotondo's plea to get a 6-month reprieve. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And it's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Wednesday? 8:05 on the 23rd. Our highs today will be 81 with slight chance of thunderstorms. Partly cloudy tonight with lows of 56. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 78 and slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night, 56. Friday, chance of thunderstorms again with our highs of 71. Chance of showers on Friday night with a lows of 54. The weekend, Saturday, slight chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high near 81. Saturday, partly cloudy. And Sunday, sunny skies with a high of 90. One. Wow. There's the big jump there. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now let's go to the phones where we have our Wells Fargo advisor, one of our great, great people in the North State here, Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Welcome back. Major averages are extending losses from Tuesday's session amid investor concern over geopolitical matters. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 137 points at 24,697. The S&P 500 is down 12 points at 2,711, and the Nasdaq Composite losing 23 points at 7,354. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, Chesapeake Energy down 7 cents, trading at 447. Bank of America down 77 cents at $30.12 per share. GE off 30 cents at $14.99. For local stocks of interest, UPS down 75 cents at $114.61. Walmart down 63 cents at $82.74. PG&E positive 23 cents, trading at $43.86. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.2%. And over to commodities, gold is down $2.40 an ounce at $1,292. Silver down 22 cents at $16.45 per ounce. Crude oil off a dollar, trading at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, first vice president of investments and head financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-243-7561. If you look, wanting some help with your investments, or maybe you want somebody just to take a look at them with a fresh eye, she's the one to go to. All right, we've got Terry Raposo on the line. We're talking about the Freedom Fest. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Hey, that was a great segment. Thank you very much on 9/11 that you two did this morning. That was quite good, quite moving.
You know what, Terry, and we want to talk about the Statue of Liberty, too, but you know what? I was there after it had fallen. I mean, smoke was still there. People still walking around with face masks on. I mean, it was just, and the smell, everything. But if you're not moved by seeing something like this, what happens when you let your guard down or you become complacent? Because that wasn't the first time that it had been attacked. They also covered the other time when six other people had been attacked when they blew up this bomb in the bottom of the World Trade Center. Anyway, so but you know what? Things that you guys are doing is to help fight that.
We are, and we're having the Jefferson Fest. It's going to be at Anderson River Park this coming Saturday, May the 26th, from 12 noon to 8 o'clock, and it's free entry. We have a half a dozen bands. They're all excellent, a range of music, very, very good. Want people to bring their own chairs, and again, it's free entry. We'll be having live music, laser tag for the kids, good food, beer and wine, games, crafts, face painting, balloon animals, and much, much more. And the laser tag is really fun, Carl. I know you and I'd have fun in that, but I just don't think we'd fit in a little cage with the little kids. You know, that's the only thing. I mean, once you get in that cave, they've got to, like, take five people to pull you out. But really, it's a wonderful time. Again, it's a good place to bring your family. I mean, Anderson River Park's beautiful, but like I said, there'll be great food. There's 29 vendors. It should be a lot of fun. And all the fun stuff for the kids really makes it. I'm really proud of Brittany and Clayton. Brittany's helping with all the booths, and she's helping with the face painting. The balloon animals are fun. I usually get stuck instead of doing the work I'm supposed to do playing with the balloon animals, but, you know.
Yeah, but then, you know, the only problem is Ali says you want to bring a couple of them home. What's that mean, Terry?
That's right.
Hey, Terry, tell us people where the proceeds of this is going.
It's going to Citizens for Fair Representation, and as everyone knows, we are in a court case right now. In fact, our next, it's not a hearing. The judge has actually vacated the hearing for June 1st. She's going to weigh our motion that we have had written for the three-judge court, and that's going to be a very influential day for us. We're kind of looking at it like, you know, this has been going on for around a year at this point. She's having a hard time. The judge is having a very hard time dismissing this. It really isn't in her purview. And the funny thing is that as our attorneys pointed out on the last motion for the three-judge court, that the state of California's claim is, well, this is general harm. No one in our state has representation. I mean, they said that. And so, therefore, being general harm, what do these guys have anything to gripe about? That's how absurd this has been. So we're optimistic. We'll know more June 1st, and from what I understand, we'll be going down on the 15th.
Okay. All right, so tonight, this weekend, everybody, you got a chance to head on down to Anderson River Park, and it's going to be just a great time down there for the Jefferson Fest. And, you know, how many is this your second or third one?
This is our second one. We have done them in other towns. We've done them in Tehama County, and we've done them in numerous other towns. But last year was just wonderful. Like I said, all the proceeds go to the court case. We're getting very, very close to this coming to a point of a decision. We're excited about that, optimistic about it. And remember, this is for all Californians,
not just
of
up
course
here.
The North State. We need representation. We don't have it, but this is for all Californians and everybody in California for more representation.
Yeah. And by the way, after being in New York and you talk to people from there, that they don't call it Jefferson, but they have the same kind of movement in Northern New York too.
Yes, they do, and we're in contact with them. There's one in Maryland. There's one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
there's one in Illinois, and Illinois is they're wanting to call that the state of Lincoln. We've been in contact with them.
Well, you know, people don't realize that this is bigger than us. This is bigger because it becomes into rural and urban. And if you look at our new governor, who wants to be a governor-elect, Newsom, the one thing he pushes is the corridors of mass transportation and putting people around them. He said it. He has said, you know, that this is how it's going to be in the future. You don't need cars. You just need to be close to those corridors of transportation, which kind of – that's great if you live in L.A. or New York or San Francisco, but it doesn't work when you live up where we are.
Well, you're right, my friend. And the other thing is, too, is that we're looking at something even more damaging. That's taking away our Second Amendment rights. He is all for that. They're going to push all they can to do that. And, of course, the position that he supports of giving the illegal aliens the vote. And, as you know now, medical care, et cetera, which we pay for as taxpayers.
And, you know, you ought to see what they – you know what? New Yorkers think Californians are strange. You know, I mean, we're in New York, and they think California's strange. Anyway, hey, Terry, good luck with this, and we'll talk about it later on. We'll talk about it tomorrow and Friday, too.
Okay, you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks,
all right,
Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Bye. Okay.
Let's take an early break. When we come back, let's get into I really want to talk to you about some historical things that we found out, share with you some information about the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and then we're going to get to some politics as well. Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, place I like to go to look at their estate jewelry, friendly, locally owned, and, just honest appraisals and that kind of thing. 2225 Hilltop Drive. In Redding, California, the only place we go for I get my stones fixed, my prongs fixed.
Really?
We'll
you get
right
your prongs
back.
Fixed
get my
there?
Prongs fixed. KTNR 1460.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl in the bot. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 64 degrees, going up to 81 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris. In the same location since 1967 at 2230 Larkspur. They continue to offer the finest and largest selection of Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris vehicles and accessories in Northern California. Head on down. Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris. See what their tradition is like there. Great customer service, great deals, all of it. Okay, putting up with us a little bit further. On Monday, we took off to see... Ellis Island, in the Statue of Liberty.
Well, before we do that, I want to talk about the Native American Museum that we went to, free to the public across from Battery Park.
That's true.
And it was just a beautiful building. It reminded me, if you've ever been to the Rotunda Room, some of these architects of that time do these huge domes with the stained glass at the top. And anyway, so that was just an in-depth story of all the different Native American Museum, but also some of the Native Indians and other outside.
Oh, it was South America, Central America, Canada. And they show different ways how they did things. And so Linda and a gentleman there braided rope out of the agave plant. Which is, of course, I think agave is also used for tequila. And but it looks like aloe, but it's just the opposite of aloe, where you put aloe on, even though they look alike, you put it on burns. This, if you put the juice of the agave on your arm, it will burn you. So they literally take the plant and the leaves off this, or the stalks off this, they roast them, pound them with a hammer or a like object, scrape them, and then you take the fiber out of them, and you can make ropes. You can make ropes that have lasted for hundreds of years.
It was fascinating. And they just showed a little tool that, you know, how you wind the rope up and then you triple it, you know, like horse blankets, horse hair. Just amazing that
the guy had his own hair rope of his own hair.
It makes you think about what man can come up with. And I think for us at the center of what this trip was, what man has come up with, meaning let's go to the next stage.
First of all,
Grand Central Station, you know, connecting like an octopus, connecting through all the boroughs, connecting everywhere in this, like, huge energy going where we needed to go. We went to Battery Park, which across from there was, of course, the ferries. So we go to Ellis Island, and on my birthday, which was Monday, I really wanted to go up into the crown of the Statue of Liberty. So we got tickets. You have to get tickets for that. Again, they're sold out 3 or 4 months in advance. So what we didn't realize is that now we've had to go through two security checks
that were more than you see at TSA at the airports. I mean, literally stripping you down of
take
everything.
Take your jewelry off.
Everything. And just to get on the ferry. And then another one to get into the statue itself.
Right.
Where you drop off. By the way, you don't take any packs or anything. You have to get a
locker.
A locker. So prepare to bring $2 for the locker because it takes cash.
I mean, it was just to have to be ready.
You know, and we talk about things like security. Here's this place that runs. It runs on your fingerprint. You put in $2. You know, you put on your, you know, it says, okay, accepted. You start, and it says, put your finger on. And you put your finger on, saying it reads your fingerprint. It opens up a locker there.
And it tells you
which locker.
Right.
You put your stuff in there, and then you close it.
No purses, no bags.
You're good for 2 hours. Which is what they think it should take you. And so when you come back, you put your finger on that, thing pops open. Now, you think about this. How many million people go through this one? And it's just one of them. And so people just keep going through. I mean, the thing works continuously. Mm-hmm. And it works. So
how often do they sanitize the reel? Oh, would be my question.
Well, the way I did mine was I licked my finger afterwards.
Anyway. So we go into the Statue of Liberty, and we know that we have these 12 o'clock tickets. Well, the ferry, I mean, we're talking lines. You just have to get ready for lines. Lines to get on the ferry, lines to get to security, another line. So we left like at 10 o'clock. We started at 10 o'clock on Battery Park. It took that long by the time, so we're running to make sure we get in. Now, they only let 50 people go through each hour that the time is for the crown, to 50, because... Now, let's talk about the steps, because there's an elevator you can take up the pedestal, but you have to have special tickets for the crown, not everybody. So anybody can go up the elevator and get up to, like, the observation tower. So,
but not into the statue itself.
Right. So we decided to climb because we said, why are we taking an elevator?
It says 196 steps.
Well, it's 354 steps.
Well, they didn't tell us about the last part.
Once inside the Statue of Liberty, you can explore the museum and the pedestal and then begin the climb to the crown. The climb itself is strenuous, 354 steps, equivalent to 20 stories.
And it doesn't really tell the story because the climbing up the pedestal is okay. It's just like any stairwell. But once you start climbing up inside the statue itself, it's a spiral staircase that gets narrower as you go up. I mean, it's already like one person.
It's like being in a, submarine.
And if you if you're 6 feet tall, you've got to pull your head down because you're going to be banging your head all the way up. So you climb up the total steps. How many? 300-something steps? Do you get to the very top? And there's only about every landing, I guess, there's a little spot there about the wide as a table and about twice as long where you can step out if you need it.
To take a breath, which I did.
Take a breath. You only did it once, though. And then we...
sweating. Just imagine the humidity.
Because it keeps getting... It's warm up there because you're inside the statue. It's got copper on the outside. And then you get up to the very top. And you for that, you get to look out...
Of the crown.
Of the crown. Okay.
It was so cool. And there were maybe five or six of us up there in the crown. And Carl, you can't stand
up.
You
get 2 minutes.
You have to kind of lean over, and you have this fiberglass on top of you.
You get to rub the hair of Lady Liberty from the inside. Okay. And I mean, it's from, you know, her hair is, but when it's on the inside, it's incredible how they made this thing. It's incredible how the Statue of Liberty was even made. And now it's been completely rebuilt. Because of, you know, it was made out of materials from 1800s.
Yeah, many years.
You know, like iron, they just have kind of rotted
away.
Well,
copper plates over
copper
the
plates are still
ironwork.
On there,
yeah.
And how they had to replace everything. But after you get up there and you look out there and you look across the city and you think to yourself, what a wonderful trip this is. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other part. That 396 steps up, there's 396 steps down.
Mm-hmm.
So down you walk. And he did say, well, there's an elevator at the pedestal. Somehow I missed that sign because
right.
we just kept going all the way to the bottom. And on the way up at about the halfway up through the maybe a little bit further up through the statue itself and the spiral staircase and the tightness and all this, Linda's bracelet comes off because she's been taking them on and off for like four times because of security. And you can hear it drop. Ding. Ding,
you can't
ding.
You can't turn around and
yeah.
go back. So I would say you have to be in great physical condition to do this. You can't have claustrophobia because you would have panic.
If you're six,
you can't turn around and go back.
If
so
you're
you
like
only,
6'3" or something like that, you might.
Yeah.
You know
the
what?
Only
you're
way
gonna
you
be
can
a,
go
be turned over the whole
is
time.
Up. And so my bracelet went. I heard it click, and I thought that's it. I've lost it. And because you know there's no way. I said out loud to Carl, I said, that was a gift given to me by Kelly. And I said, it was meaningful to me. And so I'll share the story with Kelly. So when we get down from after being up on top, there were two girls that were
waiting
could
for
hear
it.
Us and found the bracelet and gave it to me. I said, well, that's just another miracle from our trip.
Where are you from? Missouri. Okay. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, they could have been from New York or Pakistan or any place. This is the kind of people we met.
Yeah.
Everybody was respectful of each other's space. I mean, when you get tight in there, and in the subways, you're tight.
Oh, my God.
But you didn't feel like people were just like
no.
pushing you around or
no.
anything. It got tight. Now, over to Ellis Island, Linda's grandmother came through there. We literally were able to find, with the help of the people, that
right.
we found the ship she came in on. The day she came in on, all the records, that
are amazing.
There, that were there on it, who she came in with, her age, was she a criminal? No, she was 8.
Who paid for her trip? Who she traveled with?
Where they went to?
They had the amazing records
the
that
ship
you can go
in. She came
in
on the Mauritania, a photo of the ship
from France,
from Cherbourg, France.
We didn't
France.
Know that. My mom didn't know that. And a year later than we thought she arrived. So in 1921, April 2nd, she came over with her family. I guess they went from Croatia and anywhere to France. And so anyway, they have a memory of Walt. The Ellis Island is some place that you need to go spend a day. So, you know, you're trying to fit a bunch of stuff in. But at that point, we'd already walked how many miles? And plus the 360 steps up and that many steps down.
It was nothing. It was good living through chemistry. I was popping ibuprofen like some people would be, you know.
We had rubber legs.
No.
And so we get over to Ellis Island, which of course we didn't have any, we didn't have to go through any security there. But it was a beautiful, absolutely beautiful day. Skyline, beautiful day. Statue of Liberty, just a beautiful day. But just the whole Ellis Island, I mean, we sat down and grabbed a bite to eat that. These were the tables, the immigrants, used. Set up. Yeah. And this is the room that they sat in when they had lunch. Then they have a new tour. Of course, we didn't take it. It was a 90-minute tour, hard hat tour, of the not been touched or renovated of the hospital on Ellis Island. That would have been just fascinating in itself. But I was saying you need a day to just take in the history. Okay. And so my mom had done a plaque, so I got to find where my grandmother's name was. And you have actually some bots.
And it turned out that they were bought on the table. And when I went to my sister, who knows about all this stuff, she says, well, we do have two relatives of that name. So maybe they came over. We now I have to go back and research that more. Okay, bottom line is, if you got anybody that came in from Ellis Island, you can find it. You got any questions, you can email me, or you can call us, or you can just go to Ellis Island there, and you can do it from afar. You can do it from right here. And if you got, and trust me, you think you know how your relative's name is spelled?
No.
We weren't even close. And the way the girl looked it up was she put O-C-A, any name with O-C-A in it. And all these names started coming up, and boom, there she was.
Because her name was Jakovich, but when they came over, do you know how names are shortened? They had Yakovac.
Yeah, it was totally
different. That's how it
totally
came under, Yakovac.
Different. But she put those three letters in there. A nice young lady. Okay, we're going to take a break. I know people are probably tired of this at this point. I want to talk about a lot of things that happened while we were gone. I want to talk about things that are going on right now our city and our county. We got elections coming up. I think that people should be, you know, you've already got the absentee ballots out there. Have you voted? Are you going to vote? Who do you think is going to be out there, is going to be working the best for us? All of that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. CCW, defensive pistol. Home protection, unarmed protection, unarmed, being able to fight your way out of a problem. All of these things. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad. But I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I want to be your end game. I want to be your first string. I want to be your A team. I want to be your end game.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Big reputation. Linda and Carl Watt, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 64 degrees, going up to 81 today, with a possibility of thunderstorms this evening. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I need to head on down there today. Best haircuts you're going to find anywhere. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold. Supervisors approve a plan for 64 beds found by the sheriff's office in the jail by putting in $1 million addition. Million. And you think about that, less than $1 million. And it's by adding showers. So they can add showers, which means they can put more people in. The way they've also done some other things that finally the California State Board of Prisons approved this plan. So there's 64 beds will fill up in a day. But it's 64 of the worst bad guys off the streets. Now, changes. Democrats. Which way are the Democrats going? A huge first for the Democrats in Georgia. Stacey Abrams, the first black female nominee for governor, won the Democratic primary. Now she's going to go, you know, she's going to be going against the Republican down there. This is a deep red state. However, you can't forget is that Atlanta has always been the blue part of a red state. It's always been like that. They've had black mayors. They've had this for decades. So you can't dismiss this. But the part that's different is that she's progressive. She's for gun control. She's for doing all of these things that Georgia is not known for. Let me put it that way. It's going to be easy. It's going to be interesting to be following this one because this could be if she wins, what kind of what's that say about? The Trump agenda, or does it have nothing to do with the Trump agenda at all? North Korea, speaking of Trump and North Korea, this was a huge breakthrough, this meeting that President Trump and were supposed to have. And then, all of a sudden, the guys in charge of all their nuclear weapons says, well, we're going to blow up, we're not going to do this, we're going to blow up the United States if they give us a chance. Words to that effect, of course. And all of a sudden, now maybe they're not going to meet in June. It got close. But if Trump pulls this off and he gets Kim Il-sung to start backing off, start dropping some of those stuff like he said he wants to do and become part of the rest of the world, then if this man isn't at least nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, then you know the system's rigged. It's probably already rigged anyway. Okay.
I can't believe you said that.
What?
You wouldn't think that it's really rigged.
I do. I think that anything that has to do with politics is rigged. I think there are certain aspects of it that aren't. I think when they go to chemistry and mathematics, you know, things that are, you know, that you can look at logically, prove, and all this. I think that's pretty much up. You get into the Nobel Peace Prize, it's a political thing. Look, they nominated Obama. Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize in his first year without anything happening. Yeah. I mean, he hadn't done anything. And if that wasn't political, I don't know what was. So I see other things that they do are political. Yes, of course. even the Nobel Peace Prize. But when you get into like chemistry, mathematics, maybe literature. I'm not sure about literature. If that becomes, we need to, this is more the revolutionary type of literature that, you know, we need. But I would never say. It's like anything with money. If there's enough money in it, it can be fixed. Think about it. If it's important enough, it can be fixed. Now, whether you get caught or not, that's the big thing.
It's all about the message that you want to send.
Boy Scouts. You know, I've been having...
Can't tell them that anymore.
Well, you can, depending on which age group they're in. But the Boy Scouts of America, who are, of course, inviting girls into the Boy Scouts, which is, you know, the Girl Scouts are just, they are.
No, it's the Scouts.
We are not happy. Well, but it's only certain ages, like Cub Scouts, and then there's others when they're younger. They're still Boy Scouts, and they're still Cub Scouts. They can have separate troops for girls. But the same thing, if once they get to that 12 to 17 age where they can become explorers and all these things, they're called Scouts of the Boy Scouts of America. Women or girls can join. They are not in the same troop, from what I understand. They are in separate troops, but they are now Scouts, which changes the whole dichotomy of everything that's going on, especially if they're all together. Well, they're having their worldwide jamboree, because that's what they call them when they get together, jamborees. And the Worldwide Scouting Association, the ones that headed up, and it's going to be in West Virginia, have dictated to our Boy Scouts of America that you will have condoms there for all of the Boy Scouts. And I guess Scouts, non-Scouts. Anyway, you will have condoms there. And now I'm going into this. Really? Really? Brave, clean, and reverent. I mean, that's the whole thing. Brave, clean, and reverent. When I was a Boy Scout, I didn't think about it. I didn't know. Maybe I didn't know what a condom was back then.
Really?
I mean, really. This is where we're at. This is society.
The founder is just spinning in his tomb.
Here's my little three-finger salute. You know what? The Scouts are getting their one-finger salute here pretty soon.
Well, it's no wonder that the Mormon church pulled out en masse. Oh. Every troop that was under an LDS church pulled out.
Really?
They're going to do their own thing. They have left. There's other
units now that are pulling out and they're starting their own scouting. You're right, the Mormon church, but there's other groups, too, that are starting new scouting things. It's like, are you kidding me? What is this? And then the Girl Scouts are saying, wait, stay in the Girl Scouts. We can do all these things. We can camp out.
I'm curious how, I know that we have some friends listening that their sons are Eagle Scouts or they've been Eagle Scouts. I'm curious, when you've been in the Scout program for so long, how one – I would love to take that call if somebody cares
in
to
fact,
call in.
We have friends that had the –
how you feel about
what's
happening?
We wanted them to join us for something, but their sons all coming back from college or the military were having a big luncheon or dinner that night.
Right.
And I think they were all Eagle Scouts or been scouting together their whole lives. I just wonder what kind of impact that they think that this is going to have on Scouts. Is it going to be one that, you know, is it going to be 20 years down the line where it says, oh, yeah, Scouts. And now it's just Scouts of the United States. Mm. It won't be Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. It'll just be Scouts. So they've combined into it so that now you can go out and camp with boys and girls and all that.
This all seems to be part of a systematic dismantling and reassembly of the country we grew up in.
Right. You know, this is incredibly changes things like this, and you wonder if it's for the good. Parents in New York, heard a little bit on the news. I saw this morning. We have a millennial there. He's 30 years old. He says, I can't afford to find my own place. And so he's living with his parents. His parents says, that's enough. You know, we don't want you here. Look, we'll give you money. We'll help you buy the place. We'll help you get into the place. We'll help pay your rent. No, I can't. Yeah, I can't. So they issued him eviction notice. He fought it. And so it went to court. They went to court to evict their son. They said, well, we're not talking inside the house to each other. Well, so you
can
imagine.
What's wrong with this picture?
So you can imagine what this is like. So he refuses to leave. So the judge says, get out of the house. And then he asked for a 6-month stay. No, get out of the house.
What?
You're 30 years old. They've offered to help you. Get out of the house. Have you ever heard of anybody having to evict their own kid from the bedroom? Is this like a bad movie? Isn't this like a movie, Failure to Launch or something, when the people are, when they come back?
His parents offered him $1,100 to find another place to stay, ending with, "There are jobs available even for those with poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work." It's signed Christina and Mark Rotondo.
Yeah. Now, you know what? And this is from New York.
No, I'm just telling you.
I know, but they're from New York.
What's wrong with the parents that they couldn't make him, like, at 21 or 18 or 19, start saying, "We need to plan this.
Well, maybe
we
they
need
did.
To plan this. You're an adult now. You're no, you know." And you heard Laura Ingraham. As soon as they go to college, you better change that spare room into a gym.
Yeah.
Take that spare bedroom. Take the room that was theirs and change it out.
Are you kidding? I came home one time. There was a for sale sign in front of the house.
I came home one time and the house was gone. They sold it. And I was like, what about my closet? Well, everything's in a box that ended up, you know.
Everything's in a box.
You got your stuff in the boxes, which ended up under the house and floating down the river in the flood of 86. So my Bam Bam doll and my little toy, my toys that were so, you know, meaningful, and, you know, my prom dresses, they were all gone.
You know what? And here's the best part. Your mom looks at you, pats your shoulder, kisses you on the cheek, says, "You'll get over it, honey."
Yeah, you'll get over it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You know, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. I'm going to go down and see Lance Beck here next week, see what new things they're doing. I mean, they've got all these great little security tips, and they can have an officer at your business or home in less than 10 minutes. Ask about that program. It's very reasonable, very reasonably priced. And you know what? They will be there with a trained officer. 243-0295. Carl and Linda Bott, we're so happy to be back. You know what? We're back home. And as great as the experience was, it was kind of almost like an historical walking tour of New York. It's so great to be back in home. We'll be right back.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights, Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at 7:30, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets, just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you girls breathless. Breathless. Make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. It's playtime. Hunks the Show. All the time. And Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And we're back here at KCNR 1460 on this wonderful Wednesday. Some would call it like, wait, yeah, hey, Sharon Clark's
okay,
show.
Okay.
Sharon Clark's
is
show
right
is right us. After us in the next 10 minutes of this last segment here on Wednesday. And tomorrow, is Trish going to be on tomorrow with you or am I?
Trish is not here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
She's on a road trip.
She's
okay,
on a road
then
trip
I'm here
tomorrow.
With you
You're
tomorrow.
With
that's
me.
Great. Okay.
And we've got, oh, you know what we have? We have the two people that are, the plans on what they want to do with South City Park that the city's looking at right now. I want to talk about some things that have happened in news again. Starbucks has now said anybody that walks through their doors will be treated like a customer, whether they buy anything or not. The only rules that they have is you can't sleep in there and you can't cause violence or things like that, which means now is that you can stay in there all day. You can use their Wi-Fi. You can maybe get a cup of coffee, maybe not. You can use the bathroom. So all those homeless people out there looking for a place to bathe in, here's Starbucks now, because they don't have rules that says, you know what, our restrooms are for our customers only, no more. Now, of course, this came out of what happened in Philadelphia when a couple of African-American gentlemen came in to use the bathroom. And how many times have you kind of gone into a place to use a bathroom? Now, a lot of people say, I just go in, I get a dollar or I get a $2 cup of coffee, I use their bathroom. Well, these guys said, I just want to use the bathroom. It escalated into, no, you can't because you're not a customer, and they just were sitting there, and said, now you're trespassing, so the cops came and arrested them. Anyway, and so the whole thing went, you know, south quick. Now, if you're a Starbucks customer or not, you're going to be treated just the same. Now, good or bad, Bob? What do you think about that?
I think it will last about 6 months.
And it's going to be phased out. Watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I understand. But see, it's your business. And your business there is to turn a profit. And you're, you know, and these places do not make like a 10 or 15% profit. They make like a 2% profit. And they do it by turning over people. If you've got half of your tables and they're being used by people that are, you know, that are off the street, are in there using their little Wi-Fi, charging up their phones and all this, using your bathroom, but they're not buying anything. You can't turn customers through that way.
I see these places becoming headquarters for street gangs.
Mm. Well,
and all that implies. You know, they got to, we have a no-gun policy. That'll keep them out. No, wait for the first mass
incident. I don't know if that'll happen. But what I think is where has it become that me as a business owner, or Linda and I as business owners, can't really control who comes into our businesses anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, ask the police. If somebody walks, if you got your businesses is open and somebody walks in, you can't order them out if they're not doing anything. Wait a minute, you can't just come in here. Well, yeah, they can. You want to ask? The chief on that one, because that's what Paletti had said at one point. Because if they're not doing anything wrong, and you're open for business,
That and experiences I have had convince me more than ever that I will not again spend money at a Starbucks.
Well,
period. End of conversation.
I've had other experiences at Starbucks too. I don't like, and it has to do with military. Okay.
Really?
Now,
what was?
Well.
Care to share that?
people were trying to get money, we were trying to get coffee sent over, and they're buying. And Starbucks said, "We do not do that for anybody." And this was during Desert Storm and all this. Maybe they've changed, but I doubt it. I've never seen them. They're a very progressive company, and I think that their idea of what they want to support isn't necessarily the military. You know, these are all these are not privately owned Starbucks. These are all part of the, you know, out of the mothership in Seattle. Unlike Dutch Bros,
mm-hmm.
who love the military, do so much. I cannot understand why somebody would go to Starbucks when they could go to Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't. Dutch Bros.
Charbucks.
It's just, I just don't understand it.
I don't like burnt coffee.
Okay.
They over-roast it. It's for a consistent flavor. It tastes burnt.
All right.
Well, we do like our Dutch Brothers as far as, yeah. you know, for so many reasons. But what they, you know, and they've got some new things. We've got to bring them on. They're launching some new things.
They really are. And what we need to do that. Now, plus they're getting in with Todd Franklin down here at the food trucks mm-hmm. down here. Now, here's the last thing. We have friends. People that have worked with Linda are moving to Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And the message he wrote
on Facebook
could be the perfect message that you see for the last person that leaves California.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm not leaving California because I don't like it. I've been born and raised here. I love, you know, the people up around here in Redding. Outstanding people. I can't handle the taxes, the crime, the decisions being made down in Sacramento, which has made it so difficult to live here." So they took a job out of state. Now, this is a couple that paid taxes, had their, you know, property taxes, had their, other, you know, their working taxes, were good members of our community, have had it. And they are the unsung ones that are going out, that are leaving our state because of this. You know, and when you go to New York, now this is New York City with Bloomberg, and you say you're from California, they smile at you. They smile at you like, "Oh, you guys are a little weird out there." I mean, really, they think that New Yorkers think that we're strange in California. And we try to point out we're from Northern California.
We're from Northern California. We're from
They have no concept. Northern California. Okay, they have no concept. Northern California is San Francisco to them. So, but then, and then, as weird as New York can be, the you know, what they think of Californians. And here we have, like we said, these are people we've known since we've lived here are moving. Other people we know, moving. Other people going down to Texas, moving. People going to Arizona, moving. These are all, you know, strong middle-class families that have had it, and they're out of here.
It's because the California legislature is now loaded with community activists who have never worked an honest day in their lives, have never had to fill out a paycheck.
If you could pick up your business right now and move it to another state, would you? Give me a call. 605-4567. We got a couple minutes
left.
And
I want to end on a good note.
Okay.
You know that this is from Beth Hasgard, who is the in charge of the community reach out for Riverview Country Club. And it says, "I'm sure you've all heard that the branch that held the bald eagle's nest on the golf course broke off, and the eaglets were still in the nest at the time. The eaglets were taken to Defiance Canyon Raptor Rescue in Manton for assessment. Both eaglets were found to be healthy and alert after spending the night at the facility. Rick White and his staff built a temporary nesting platform near where the original nest was located, and the eaglets were returned back to Riverview yesterday. Food was put into the nesting area, and this morning we are happy to inform you that Liberty was spotted bringing in coot for eaglets to eat. With that said, we are going to be roping off the nesting area to keep everyone at safe distance away from the eagle family. We would appreciate your cooperation with avoiding that area." Do you love it?
They brought in coot to eat? I wonder if that
was... No, the mom brought in coot.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if that was Henry Coot. No, okay, that was coot. It's a type of duck.
Well,
An unlucky duck, apparently.
Well, obviously an unlucky duck.
Nature's way. Hey, but anyway, so I think that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have on some people that have actually got plans that they've submitted to the city on what they want to do with South City Park. I want to talk about that. They're kind of interested about things they want to see done, plus a multitude of other things we're going to have, including politicians on these. And then, of course, Friday we're going to have some of the people that are running, want to run our city or our county, will be with us. Hope everybody you have a great day here. I guess the point we make out of this trip that when you're going to meet nice people everywhere. The amount of English we had spoken at any one time was less than 50%. It was less than 50%. They had Romanian dance day or Romanian days. They had when you're in crowds at the Statue of Liberty and at Ellis Island. A lot of people from other lands that were there. The people that worked, the servers and all this, all from other countries. None of them were just local boys or girls. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gates of hell, but I won't back
down. Gonna stand. The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.